I'm Steve Miller reporting. The United States will expel dozens of Russian intelligence officers from the United States in response to the nerve agent attack on a former Russian spy on British soil. Steve Barragona has that story.
White House officials made the announcement Monday. Moscow has been blamed for the attack. A White House statement said, "The United States takes this action in conjunction with our NATO allies and partners around the world in response to Russia's use of a military-grade chemical weapon on the soil of the United Kingdom, the latest in its ongoing pattern of destabilizing activities around the world." Russia denies any involvement and expelled an equal number of British officials from Moscow. Steve Barragona, VOA News.
Donald Tusk, the president of the European Council, also announced on Monday actions the bloc would take after meeting last week with Britain about the nerve agent attack in Salisbury.
As a direct follow-up to last week's European Council decision to react to Russia within a common framework, already today 14 member states have decided to expel Russian diplomats.
The European Union has already recalled its ambassador to Russia. The RIA news agency said that Russia will respond to the expulsion of Russian diplomats from the European Union countries in kind in the coming days. Egyptians voted on Monday in a presidential election with the outcome, a second four-year term for President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, a foregone conclusion, and a sign that critics say shows the country is sliding back to the authoritarian rule that had prevailed since the 1950s. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, be sure to visit our website or download our mobile application. This is VOA News. The Houthi movement that controls northern Yemen vowed Monday to fire more missiles into Saudi Arabia unless it stops bombing the country after missiles crashed into Riyadh overnight, causing casualties in the Saudi Arabian capital for the first time. Saudi forces said they shot down three missiles over Riyadh shortly before midnight. Debris fell on a home in the capital, killing an Egyptian resident and wounding two other Egyptians. China's foreign ministry spokeswoman Hua Chunying said Beijing is willing to hold talks with the United States to resolve their differences over trade. She said that China has always been willing to negotiate on the basis of mutual respect and benefit. She also added that the door to dialogue is always open. Fears of a trade war mounted earlier this month after U.S. President Donald Trump first slapped tariffs on steel and aluminum imports, and then specifically targeted China last Thursday by announcing plans for tariffs on up to $60 billion of Chinese goods. The German government announced Monday that Catalan ex-president Carlos Puigdemont's case is now in the hands of the responsible authorities of Schleswig-Holstein and the responsible courts, adding that one must wait and see what will happen next. Carlos Puigdemont was detained in Germany on an international warrant Sunday by highway police after he crossed the border with Denmark. His capture, aided by Spanish intelligence services, sparked protests of tens of thousands in Catalonia's main city of Barcelona and other towns in wealthy northeastern corner of Spain. The European Union's law enforcement agency says police in Spain have captured the alleged mastermind of a cybercrime gang that stole more than $1.2 billion from financial institutions over a five-year period. Jeff Custer reports.
Europol says the alleged gang leader was arrested in the coastal city of Alicante, but did not give the person's name or nationality. In a statement Monday, Europol said the gang used malware to target more than 100 financial institutions worldwide, sometimes stealing up to $1.2 million in each heist. The gang sent phishing emails with a malicious attachment to bank workers. The software gave the gang remote control of infected machines, providing them with access to the internal banking network and infecting servers controlling ATMs. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Hundreds of Syrian rebels and family members were shuttled in buses out of a second pocket of the besieged eastern Ghouta suburbs of Damascus Monday after rebels agreed to leave several towns and villages following years of siege and weeks of heavy bombardment. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA.